The newly arrived U.S. commander, Major General Jeffrey Schlosser, painted a relatively bleak picture of the situation in his main area of responsibility in eastern Afghanistan.
We think we've had about a 40% increase in kinetic events. And we define those as really literally the number of enemy attacks that we've had on our coalition and Afghan partners. And this isn't compared to the exact same time of January through May of last year.
General Schlosser says some of the increased fighting has resulted from moves by the Afghan army into areas where it has not operated before. But he also says many of the attacks are more complex than they used to be, with insurgents using multiple roadside bombs combined with small arms fire to attack U.S. and NATO convoys. In addition, the general says the insurgents are getting more sophisticated in their choice of targets, trying to convince Afghans that their government and its allies cannot provide the security and development they've promised.
They are aggressively targeting what I will call both development and governance at the local level. They're burning schools, and in fact, they've attacked 43 in our sector ever since school started here in Afghanistan in late March. They're also killing teachers and they're killing students.
General Schlosser says the insurgents have even turned to such tactics as using a 10-year-old boy to carry a suicide bomb. The general also says the Afghan military is performing well and is, in his words, almost at the tipping point where its momentum will not be able to go backwards. But he also said the job of providing security is made more difficult because Taliban forces and other insurgents have safe havens in Pakistan, which they can access whenever they need to rest, rearm, and make plans for more attacks. Still, the general says establishing security is only one part of the effort that Afghanistan and its allies must pursue in order to convince ordinary Afghans to turn away from the insurgents and support the government.
The key to that is going to be development and really increasing demonstrably a quality of life for the normal Afghan villager and their family, and then linking the governance at the village level and at those lowest levels, the district level, to that same villager and their family over time. The security part is really meant to buy them enough time to get to that point.
General Schlosser would not predict how long that might take, but he believes progress is being made. Other officials have said the progress will be slow unless NATO is willing to send more and more capable forces to Afghanistan. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.